Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., from our nation's capital, celebrating the Peace Through Business program, which is part of the, which is an initiative of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, which has many sponsors, and which some of whom we've heard from today, which is an organ, and the Peace Through Business program is helping women in Rwanda and in Afghanistan learn more about entrepreneurship and learn how to run a business and deal with those things as they deal with the challenges of their own country. And I'm very excited to have another member of the class that have been, they've been over here for 30 days, 15 women from each country, Rwanda and from Afghanistan, for 30 days they've been over here studying and meeting and being mentored and inspiring us. And they're going home tomorrow after graduation tonight. And one of those ladies is someone I met last night. Fresta Hazek is with us. Fresta is the owner of a printing company, Royal Advertising Company, in Kabul, Afghanistan. She's our new friend, and she's here right now. Fresta, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. And you know, I want to thank you, Fresta. Thank you for speaking English.
Thank you very much. It's all right.
Well, I don't speak Afghani. I don't speak Farsi. That's your language, right? Farsi?
Right. It's my daddy language, yeah.
Yes, so I don't speak that, so thank you for speaking English. I appreciate that very much. I would like for you to tell my audience about your family. You have a husband and children. Would you talk to us about your family?
Sure. I got married 6 years back and with a really great and supportive man, which I'm very lucky, and I have 3 children. They are 5-year-old, my daughter. My second child is the son, 4-year-old, and the little one is 1 year and 3 months, and he's a son.
Well, congratulations. That's a beautiful family you just described. Tell us about how long you've owned your business.
Well, it's almost 4 years that I'm running the business, and I have started in 2008. With understanding of, you know, there was no woman in this particular business, so I just started in being in this business.
Now, your business is in the printing and fulfillment, right?
Yeah, it's in advertising and printing, which mainly sort of printing, that's right.
Right. Now, did you have some experience in this industry before?
No, nothing at all. I'm coming from the background of social activist. I was worked in several organizations, international organization, as a gender person, and then after that I decided to work for myself, and as well as showing or breaking the mentality of women are not able to do the hard working, such as, you know, dealing with the machineries. That's right. Why I have came to business.
So in Afghanistan, women were typically, what did you call it last night? The soft industries, like cooking and sewing and things like that. That was typically seen as women's work.
Yeah.
It is still often seen as women's work in Afghanistan, isn't it?
It's sort of perception there, you know, that women should doing these soft activities in terms of, you know, reinforcing their reproductive role. Again, as I said, that, you know, since they're in the household and, you know, they have to cooking or. So that they are coming to baking cookies, you know, making the factory of such, or embroideries and soft activities. So we are having much more women who are doing such activities compared to other men-related, which is perception of male-related activities or businesses.
So you wanted to break the mold. You wanted to break that perception and show that you could work with machines. You could work in industry.
That's right, because when I was working the place, you know, I was running a campaign on violence against women, and I was dealing with lots of informative, issues, and we have to print lots of materials for awareness raising. And when I was criticizing the printing agency, they are always saying to me that it's not job of women, you know. You should not criticize us because as we are women and we know how to print, you know, how to set the machines. That's why I felt that let's show to them, you know, sometimes when we are doing awareness raising, so we have to apply that first on ourselves. And I tried to be on a position or a place to break all these mentalities and show that we can do. And in the beginning, lots of people are coming to me and are saying that, you know, I know you are in the wrong path and you're going to fall down and you should change the business or you should leave or you should sell it because you are not going to last for many years. And
you've even gotten death threats because of the business you're in, aren't you? Haven't you?
That's true. I was receiving warnings.
Do you see any progress? Is progress continuing to be made in Afghanistan? Do you feel that it's being made at all towards women, allowing women to do the things that you're doing? How is the progress?
Well, definitely. Since 2002, there was lots of major progress on the life of enabling women being in the business. Because before, you know, there was not opportunity for women to work, you know, or even owning businesses.
Krista, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. You don't want to miss the rest of this interview with Krista Hazek, who's a business owner, a woman printing business owner in Kabul, Afghanistan. It's not easy. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Still I wonder
who's down there. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.